The Lehigh Valley is full of small businesses, and the COVID-19 outbreak has wreaked havoc on owners, employees, and customers alike. One local nonprofit is leading the charge to lift up struggling locations and raise awareness of the importance of small businesses to our community. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting, the Executive Director for the Greater Easton Development Partnership, Jared Mast, joins us to talk about how Easton area businesses are adapting during the coronavirus and the programs and initiatives GEDP are working on to help. Thank you for joining us, Jared.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Please tell us about the Greater Easton Development Partnership and your nonprofit mission.
Yeah, so we have a pretty broad mission to collaborate to nurture Easton's economic well-being and cultural vibrancy. We execute that in a lot of different ways with a lot of different programs. The most directly in terms of supporting business would be the Easton Main Street Initiative. We work very closely with business owners on promotion and marketing and business surveys and setting priorities for economic development and working with the city to try and execute some of those strategies. But we also have the Easton Farmers Market, the Easton Public Market. We're a landlord to 14 businesses. We try to support our local farming community through the Easton Farmers Market. And we also provide kind of support services for the city. The Easton Ambassadors is a program that GDP oversees. They provide clean, safe, and hospitality services throughout the downtown and also in the West Ward.
What is the biggest challenge for Easton area small businesses, retail, restaurant, or service, due to the new state-imposed measures for social distancing to battle COVID-19?
I think there are a few different types of impacts. You have, obviously, the revenue impacts of businesses not being open and not allowing sales. And so we've done our best to promote businesses that have online portals or doing virtual classes through supporteaston.com. You know, certain restaurant and food-related businesses continue to operate. Seen some small businesses be creative in transitioning some of their offerings to an online or virtual offering from yoga classes to crafting classes with Mercantile Home. The other impact is obviously the employees. You know, a lot of businesses have had to cut their staff, lay off employees, and, you know, that has ripple effects throughout the community that, you know, some of those folks rely on retail and restaurant and other jobs that are not possible to operate now on a small business level and are not receiving income. So I think that's where it relates to the federal stimulus policy and the hope that we can return to business sooner than later so folks can be back employed and earning not just discretionary money, but, you know, dollars to kind of support the necessities of life.
Please talk about your Support Easton campaign and the efforts to bring awareness.
You know, we saw pretty clearly that the governor's orders and to some extent the federal recommendations were going to have a very strong impact on business. We support our businesses in the city of Easton in a lot of ways throughout the year, but this is a call for kind of a new type of support. So we wanted to make it easy for folks to know who was open for business, who was doing what, also provide resources for businesses themselves in collaboration with the city, and also provide information to residents that are impacted by this, from, you know, the pantries that are open to, you know, different resources that they can go to for unemployment or information about the crisis. So we've continued to kind of add layers to the page. But the primary driver was to make it clear how folks could support Easton businesses during this tough time of not being able to go and have dinner at your favorite restaurant or shop at your favorite shop. So we've encouraged folks to, you know, do curbside pickup in some cases, to do delivery, but also to potentially look at online stores that certain retailers are offering, to buy gift cards, to kind of give the gift of Easton, you know, looking forward. And now, I mean, the effort is transitioning to a different type of collaboration with the city of Easton, where we're working with our resources between GDP and the city of Easton to build a pool of funds that we can deploy for small businesses. So this week we'll mount what we're calling the Support Easton Small Business Relief Fund, where small businesses will be able to apply for funding to help get them through the next 30 to 60 days as federal funding comes online. We put in about $100,000 between the two partners, the lead partners, EAILD, so put up $50,000, and then a number of corporate partners put up $5,000 to $10,000 each to support the effort. So a number of banks, a couple of insurance companies, BSI Corporate Benefits and Valor Insurance, Lafayette College.
Are you really finding the community coming together?
Yeah, I mean, from a concern standpoint, but also from direct financial support. The folks that we've gone to either give individually, that includes GDP board members or our corporate partners who we've gone to ask to support this, have all taken the ask seriously. And the majority of them have committed to writing a check to help small businesses through this tough time.
How are Easton area businesses planning for the future? And are their expectations tempered because of the economic outlook?
I think folks are taking everything day by day and week by week. You know, I think there's different levels of uncertainty as you're trying to plan business or plan around a business. And we're in a period of very high uncertainty. So it makes it harder to plan out 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. Right now, folks are trying to get through week by week, trying to take advantage of the resources that are presented in front of them on a week by week basis, trying to kind of pivot and innovate, moving towards online stores. And we're seeing that happen day by day and week by week. So I don't think anybody really knows when business will return to normal, you know, but there will be challenges associated with that. When you reopen, you know, you have to potentially bring new staff on and train them. If they're not the folks that you originally had on staff, you need to buy inventory. You need to work through a lot of logistics around kind of rebooting your business. It's not just like you were closed for a vacation week. It's at this point, it's going to be, you know, 6 weeks probably, which is a long time to kind of be in a different mode of doing business.
And it's fair to say it's shocked small business owners, this entire pandemic incident.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think some businesses have felt the effects a bit less than others. You know, I think, you know, food-related businesses, grocery stores, and, you know, certain corner markets might not have the same effects or be feeling the same effects that a small restaurant or a small gift shop or what have you is. Even bigger institutions in Easton, our nonprofit community and our for-profit partners, you know, the State Theater hasn't had a show in a number of weeks. The Crayola Experience has been closed. That's, you know, that's lost revenue that's likely not going to come back. And so, you know, 2020, if you just step back and look at what the year is going to look like, it's going to have hopefully not much longer than a 2-month blip, but definitely some significant effects due to this situation.
You mentioned the State Theater. How are Easton area arts and entertainment venues connecting with patrons?
We've seen some smaller partners do some interesting things. Book and Puppet, who runs the Easton Book Festival, does virtual puppet shows. You know, I would call them kind of an arts and culture organization, you know, albeit a fairly young one. I haven't seen the bigger institutions lean into that yet. I've seen ArtsQuest do ArtsQuest at Home, which I think is an interesting idea to connect people to programming outside of going to a venue. GDP is looking at doing some virtual events, a virtual Easton Out Loud, to get people kind of congregating on a fourth Friday around business and providing revenue to businesses on that regular rhythm of a fourth Friday. That might include some live streamed musical performances from people's homes. We've seen that from the musicians who we, you know, book for the Farmers Market or Acoustic Kitchen at Easton Public Market, that some of those musicians are setting up their, you know, their iPhone or audio visual setup in their living rooms and putting on free shows and taking requests. The artists are trying to kind of help people through this and stay visible. And obviously, small musicians, it's not always their full-time gig, but they're, you know, some of them do rely on the checks that they get from a restaurant or from a performance venue to help meet their needs. And, you know, that's been another impact of this.
Will the acute social reality of this outbreak carry on after, or will Estonians snap back?
I think Easton is a resilient community. I think we've done things to try and help businesses kind of weather the storm to some extent. I think, you know, the federal government programs, I hope, will help as well. You know, the Small Business Relief Fund that we're talking about, the intent of that is to have Easton businesses in a better position in 30 days than they otherwise would be. It's not a philanthropic fund per se. It's a fund to support business operations. So at the end of this, businesses are in a stronger position to return to business as normal. I think different communities will bounce back in different ways, but I think given the kind of fabric of Easton and all the different kind of levels of support at the city level and the nonprofit level, and just the brand of Easton, I think is really strong right now. And I think folks will want to come back and support that.
Are Easton businesses applying for county, state, and federal stimulus money and small business programs to help in this trying time? And what programs, for example?
There are a number of programs that are kind of being rolled out in real time. There was the disaster funding, and folks could apply for what was called an EIDL loan, the first 10,000 of which was forgivable. Even if your application was rejected, you would be eligible for that $10,000. The bigger stimulus package that I think has the potential to be more impactful for small business, it was released through the CARES Act, which is called the Payroll Protection Program, which allows small businesses with 500 employees or fewer to borrow 2.5 times their monthly payroll over a 12-month average. And that loan is forgivable if certain conditions are met, that it's used for payroll moving forward, used for rent and interest payments, utility payments. So that, I believe it's $350 billion package, I hope helps our community and our small businesses. The banks are working feverishly to submit those applications through the Small Business Administration. So small businesses need to work with their banks for that payroll protection program, and then the banks initiate the loan via a relationship with the Small Business Administration.
Have Easton area businesses experienced challenges signing up for these programs?
I would give the federal government some credit for not making the application process too onerous, but it's still difficult when you're not in your kind of normal mode of doing business to accumulate the last 12 months of payroll, the last 12 months of IRA contributions, the last 12 months of healthcare contributions, and kind of putting together all the application materials needed, especially if you don't have a bookkeeper that's working with you to do that. So I think more organized businesses probably have an easier time of putting together the application.
Will the CARES Act stimulus be enough, or does more have to be done to support small businesses?
Yeah, I do think there's going to be a need for, and it goes back to how long does this extend and how long are we sheltering in place? I don't think the initial CARES legislation included enough relief for city government. That affects all kinds of things in our communities. So, you know, city government right now is losing earned income tax. They're losing amusement tax in the case of Easton, I believe Bethlehem, parking revenue. So I hope that the next version of a relief bill includes support for smaller cities. I also hope that there's some relief, direct relief for nonprofits that are doing frontline work. You know, there is some draft legislation, I believe it's called the Main Street Emergency Relief Act, that would support small business and nonprofits in urban communities in a more direct way. So yeah, I do think there will be more legislation, and my hope is that it helps communities like ours more directly.
Do you believe specific Easton businesses will adopt certain coronavirus policies for the future?
Virtue is habit, as they say. I think that different habits are being formed, and I think, you know, some of those habits will carry on into the future. You know, better employee practices, better distancing, especially during flu season, I think will continue to be kind of part of operating protocols in all kinds of businesses. All of these things will probably make us a little better for a next flu season. And I think that there will be some other practices like work from home. People are realizing that productivity is not, for all types of businesses, is not tied to being in an office 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week. There's different flexibility that is possible and support the limiting of spread of a normal flu even.
Jared, how can anyone help? And what can area residents do safely to make certain our mom and pop brick and mortar backbone stays afloat?
I would say that folks who care about the city of Easton and its business community, you know, the easiest way to engage there and to see what's available to support is to go to supporteaston.com. We're working on rolling out some programs to directly support businesses as well. So there's a donate link if folks want to help support the cause in a financial way. But I think first and foremost, we would be encouraging people to look at ordering takeout, curbside pickup, ordering from online stores, buying gift cards, trying to look out for the employees that have been left, kind of let go or cut in your lives. You know, hopefully they come back to work sooner than later. But, you know, if you have a friend that's a bartender or a server and your life hasn't been impacted by this in the same way, I would say that it's probably a good time to send them a gift card or buy them a meal.
Well said. We thank Jared Mast, Executive Director of the Greater Easton Development Partnership, for making time to inform and remind us how important small businesses are to our Lehigh Valley community. They need our support now more than ever. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.